Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
I'm CBS News Chief Washington Correspondent Major Garrett, and you're invited to The Takeout, no reservations required. Every weeknight, our podcast serves up a balanced menu of politics, policy, and pop culture. The day's happenings with curiosity, informality, and humor. Serious discussion, but we don't take ourselves too seriously. Follow and listen to The Takeout with me, Major Garrett, on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Good morning and welcome. It is hour number three of our get-together. It is 8:06, your time check, brought to you by Hayes Jewelers, where the answer is always yes. It's the Bob Rose Show. Greg Cassidy is here. And since I'm going to speak to a former law enforcement officer in just a moment, I want to remind you that Valor is all of this month of June, where we highlight the, you know, above and beyond characteristics of many of our first responders, but we honor them for their life-saving efforts. The Sky Valor Honors Program, brought to you by Campus USA Credit Union, Lawful Defense, and Shoot GTR. We will feature a recipient coming up at 8:35. Without further ado, good morning, Luis Valdez. How are you, sir?
Good morning, and, you know, going back to my LE career real quick, the most proud award I have is my life-saving award. Everything else doesn't matter. That's what I did the job for.
Yeah. No, we know nobody does it for awards, but it's nice to be recognized, especially, you know, we started this when, you know, law enforcement was in some ways kind of under attack, and it's very much appreciated in our community, and we just have great folks that work on our behalf to keep us safe. So we're very appreciative of that. And Luis, you went on from a career in law enforcement. Now you're help us out protecting our Second Amendment rights through Gun Owners of America. I have to ask you about this Maryland case that the Supreme Court may or may not hear. Right now they're looking at it, I guess, and three of the conservative folks looked at it and said, yeah, we'll hear the case, but they need four votes. And we're talking about an AR-15 ban in the state of Maryland. What do you know, and how do you think this thing's going to go?
Well, they denied cert, so they're not hearing the case. And Justice Kavanaugh was the fourth vote that would have been needed to bring it for an actual trial in the Supreme Court. And he basically wrote saying, look, we all support it, but you know, reading between the lines, the votes just aren't there right now. And that's the dangerous issue, is the fact that you have a Supreme Court that is willing to speed rush numerous other cases, things like immigration enforcement, the rights of illegal aliens, businesses. But when it comes to an inalienable, God-given right that has been treated like the redheaded stepchild for over a century, no, they don't want to touch that. And that is appalling. And Governor DeSantis yesterday even slammed the U.S. Supreme Court on that. He basically said the same thing. He's like, look, you guys are willing to have cases immediately about the rights of illegal aliens, but you're not doing something about inalienable God-given rights for Americans? That says something about where the court stands. And the only silver line in all of this is Brett Kavanaugh said, you know, in a term or two, we will discuss the, as he put it, the AR-15 issue.
A term or two?
Yeah, a term or two.
Wow.
So, you know, for now, hundreds of thousands to millions of Americans are going to have their rights continuously infringed upon. But again, you know, they'll take up other cases immediately that they think is of vital importance. And that is an issue that we're having in this country across the board, that American civil rights are being curb stomped. You have someone within Pam Bondi's Department of Justice. They want to merge ATF and DEA. Look, as a former cop, that is a horrible idea. Right now, we would love for ATF to just outright be abolished. But the fact of the matter is, until these anti-constitutional gun laws are repealed from the federal law books, merging ATF with DEA is a horrible precedent, because they get increased manpower, increased budget. And look, historically speaking, the war on drugs has been an absolute failure and has completely destroyed our civil rights. I don't want that being applied to the Second Amendment. Right now, ATF is under a strict microscope. They have a very limited budget, and they have a tiny manpower pool. It's better doing that, continuously neutering ATF, than letting them grow and expand.
Yeah, when Kavanaugh said, a term or two, it's like, you don't know who the president's going to be. You don't know what changes are going to come on the Supreme Court. This would be, I would think, the most important time to hear a lot of especially clearly constitutional-based cases and knock those things out. I don't understand why Kavanaugh kind of balked at that. Somebody used the term, well, he's letting the issue percolate through the lower courts. What the heck does that mean?
Yeah, it's ridiculous. Look, again, our governor said it best going back earlier this session when it came to open carry. It's never the wrong time to do the right thing. Tomorrow, Justice Alito, for instance, or Justice Thomas, they could have a heart attack and drop dead.
Mm-hmm.
It's the time to do the right thing is now. Yes, I understand the logic. I understand, you know, the gravitas of the situation, that if those four justices believe that Roberts and Barrett might side with the anti-gun wing of the court, that says something. That says that, you know, the court is not as stacked with, quote unquote, the right as many proclaim to be. And in reality, this isn't a right versus left issue. This is an authoritarian versus freedom issue. And we need to have solid picks in the courts across all of the circuits that truly understand what shall not be infringed means.
No doubt about it. Look, you've referenced the governor a couple of times. What's going on? Weren't we supposed to have some kind of tax holiday? Tallahassee was supposed to give us, and it had to do with Second Amendment. What happened?
Yeah, back before session started, I directly asked the governor about a 2A tax holiday. He says, yep, that's what I'm pushing. That's what I'm proclaiming. And that was back in January. That was supposed to be in the budget. It was supposed to start on Memorial Day and go all the way to July 4th. And guess what? It was never done because the House and the Senate could never come to an agreement, especially within the House. House Speaker Perez just scoffed at the idea of any tax savings idea for Floridians. He was against property tax reform, property tax cuts. He's been against the Second Amendment tax holiday. And now the House and the Senate have come to a tentative agreement for a budget, because if they don't do it by June 30th, July 1st, we have a government shutdown. And of course, the 2A tax holiday isn't part of that. It once again shows you where a Republican supermajority in Florida truly stands on Second Amendment rights, because they can't even do a 2A tax holiday. Mind you, other states like West Virginia, they just simply don't tax inalienable rights like the Second Amendment. But if they can't do a simple 2A tax holiday for gun rights, they also can't do open carry. They can't do the repeal of the under 21 purchase ban, of red flag laws, of numerous other gun control edicts on the books. But we have this Republican supermajority that constantly campaigns and proclaims that they're pro-gun, they're pro-liberty, they're pro-freedom. Well, actions speak louder than words, and right now the actions are deafening.
Yeah, these are mushy Republicans, or they're parading as conservatives, but they're not really. Perez is a great example of that. He doesn't want us to get tax breaks at any level. And Florida's maintained, they've done a very good job as far as being fiscally responsible. We could do that tax without, you know, hurting income streams to the state. We're in great shape. But yet he's bucking the idea, the very idea that the governor stands for, and that's free Florida. But I guess not as free as we had hoped.
Yeah, it's just a sad overall play in what's gone on this session. I mean, it's insulting. Look, to talk about property taxes, it's simple. I pay over $4,000 a year in property taxes, but he wanted to give tourists a 75-cent sales cut, sales tax cut. You know, and he's like, oh, it'll help Floridians. Yeah, for me to make any real dent, I would have to spend over $100,000 to make up any real savings compared to me saving a grand off property taxes, which is what the governor wanted to
do. Yeah, the math doesn't work. Luis Valdez, Second Amendment advocate, Gun Owners of America, we appreciate it. We will talk to you soon, my friend. It is 8:16.
Ready to level up? Chumba Casino is your playbook to fun. It's free to play with no purchase necessary. Enjoy hundreds of casino-style games like bingo, slots, and solitaire anytime, anywhere with fresh releases every week. Whether you're at home or on the go, let Chumba Casino bring the excitement to you. Plus, get free daily login bonuses and a free welcome bonus. Join now for your chance to redeem some serious prizes. Play Chumba Casino today. No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. T&Cs apply.
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9-to-5 for a 5-to-9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
I'm CBS News Chief Washington Correspondent Major Garrett, and you're invited to The Takeout. No reservations required. Every weeknight, our podcast serves up a balanced menu of politics, policy, and pop culture. The day's happenings with curiosity, informality, and humor. Serious discussion, but we don't take ourselves too seriously. Follow and listen to The Takeout with me, Major Garrett, on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Good morning and welcome. It's 8:21, your time check, brought to you by Hayes Jewelers, where the answer is always yes. It's the Bob Rose Show. Greg Cassidy is here. And one of the top stories is still figuring out with the Boulder terror attack suspect what he was all about. But certainly, I mean, to come out and say this was an act of terrorism was not premature in any way, unlike what Andy McCabe said. He was on CNN going, well, they were a little quick on that and blah, blah, blah. It's like, no. And it wasn't just based on his name. It wasn't based on just the fact that he'd overstayed a visa. He was trying to light people on fire while saying, free Palestine. Yeah. Come on, McCabe, you bozo. Anyway, apparently the suspect had planned a mass shooting, but was stopped from buying a gun due to immigration status. And he faces a long prison sentence, and that's a good thing. Yep, he had hoped to pull off a mass shooting. His immigration status prevented him from buying a gun. Now he faces, I don't know, maybe up to 600 years or more in prison. Yep, Mohammed Sabri Solomon, 45, admitted to a detective he initially planned on gunning down his victims, even taking a concealed carry class where he learned how to fire a weapon. But the Egyptian national was blocked from purchasing a weapon because his U.S. visa had expired. judicial district attorney, Michael Daugherty, said at a press conference on Monday afternoon in Boulder. That's where they shared that information. Sullivan appeared in Denver for a brief court appearance, dressed in an orange prison jumpsuit with white bandages wrapped around his head. All right, so, yeah, he was planning what would have turned out to probably be actually much worse than what he did. And the unfortunate thing is, these people are amongst us. And there actually was a program that would alert local law enforcement when somebody's visa was overstayed. It would kind of be almost, well, like an automatic type thing. Obama did away with the program.
Unreal.
Yeah.
Wow. Can you imagine, though? Let's say he had gotten the gun illegally or something, or somehow got through the cracks. How the left would have suddenly been all over this story as a gun issue, but somehow it's not an immigration issue.
Right.
And that's the real problem. That was the first of the problem.
Well, when McCabe comes out and questions the director of the FBI, wasn't like a field officer, you know, just randomly said to a camera, yeah, this is probably an act of terrorism. No. Look, they did their due diligence and they did it immediately. And they knew right away that this was an act of terrorism. He's got a flamethrower. He's tossing Molotov cocktails, and he's saying, free Palestine. And Andrew McCabe can't figure it out. He's disgustingly stupid, ignorant, and, hell-bent on being a, you know, far lefty. He's just, but CNN will have him on as a guest. Oh, he's expert. He's this, he's that. Get out of here. Awesome. The Ukrainian delegation was seen walking out of direct talks with Russia in Istanbul on Monday, the second time the two sides have met face-to-face since the start of the war. Peace negotiations between Ukraine and Russia, hosted by the Turkish government at a historic place in Istanbul, lasted a little less than 4 hours on Monday afternoon. I mean, it takes 4 hours just to eat all the Turkish taffy that they hand out. You know?
Yeah.
You can't talk while you're chewing taffy.
Oh, no.
Yeah, that's probably not a great place to do it.
Yeah.
The talks came in an even tenser moment than usual for the two nations, as both sides had launched massive drone attacks over the weekend against each other, presumably as shows of strength before sitting down to talk. But I got to tell you, I mean, it really looks like Ukraine got the best of that exchange. They did billions of dollars in damage. Yeah. They destroyed planes that, well, I mean, they couldn't replace them with the same kinds of planes.
Right.
For one thing. And the newer ones, I guess, can't carry the same payload that the older planes. And they also hit some of their, you know, radar-equipped planes, like their version of AWACS. Mm-hmm. So, it seemed like Ukraine, I mean, and they got deep into Russian territory, 5 different air bases.
Which is amazing.
And you know what? I was, you know, monitoring the news the last couple of days. Well, like I always do, but I have to tell you, they repeat a lot of stories over and over again. Like, if you're a news junkie, you're tuned into the show. Mm-hmm. A lot of times we're ahead of the curve here, or we're very early on it.
Yep.
But every once in a while, it had been gone around a little bit, and you go, oh, well, yeah, I already know that. Well, we can't always help that. We try to be ahead of the curve, but sometimes there are other aspects that come out, and it's worth, responding and sharing that additional information. But, you know, this thing about Ukraine and their attack, it didn't get much play.
It did not, and that was really, it's almost like, okay, are you avoiding this on purpose? Hey, quick sky traffic alert. Looks like for Gainesville, the area of Newberry Road in that stretch near Tioga, right there at Southwest 143rd, power is out. That's affecting a couple of traffic lights there, so be careful. Treat it like a four-way stop.
Oof.
Yeah, not fun.
It's a busy area.
Yep.
And today is the last day of school for Alachua County kids.
Yeah, they're happy.
So.
Yeah. But you're right. When that story finally kind of became something we were talking about, I was like, why did this not really? It's starting to. You're seeing the video now. I guess at some point they can't ignore it.
I mean, I couldn't wait to go on the air Monday and share that story. It was a big story. It was our lead story. We had people in the know, like, you know, our intelligence guy, DC, jumped on it right away about what, you know, great news it was for Ukraine. And you would think that it would have gotten more coverage, especially when they regurgitate some of these same stories over and over again. Like, I'd rather know about that than what, you know, Crazy Crockett said, although I do have a Crazy Crockett story, or that, you know, some of these other people, what they say, or these, you know, it's a regurgitation. I get it. 24-hour news cycle. You're gonna run things more than once. But that story didn't seem to do that, the Ukraine attack. 8:28 on the Bob Rose Show. Greg Cassidy is here, and we've got a lot more to talk about. And we have, coming up next, Valor, right here on 97.3 The Sky.
Ready to level up? Chumba Casino is your playbook to fun. It's free to play with no purchase necessary. Enjoy hundreds of casino-style games like bingo, slots, and solitaire anytime, anywhere with fresh releases every week. Whether you're at home or on the go, let Chumba Casino bring the excitement to you. Plus, get free daily login bonuses and a free welcome bonus. Join now for your chance to redeem some serious prizes. Play Chumba Casino today. No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. T&Cs apply.
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9 to 5 for a 5 to 9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
I'm CBS News Chief Washington Correspondent Major Garrett, and you're invited to The Takeout. No reservations required. Every weeknight, our podcast serves up a balanced menu of politics, policy, and pop culture. The day's happenings with curiosity, informality, and humor. Serious discussion, but we don't take ourselves too seriously. Follow and listen to The Takeout with me, Major Garrett, on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
They answer first, ensuring our safety 24/7. 97.3 The Sky salutes first responders. The Sky Valor Honors Program.
Valor, Valor, Valor.
June is the month of Valor on 97.3 The Sky, and every weekday at 8:35, we recognize the bravery of local law enforcement and first responders. This is what Valor is all about, shining a light on these heroes who are first on the scene when the unthinkable happens. We honor their life-saving efforts that go above and beyond the call of duty to keep us all safe. The 9th Annual Sky Valor Honors Program, presented by Campus USA Credit Union, Lawful Defense, and Shoot GTR. Special thanks to Davis Gainesville Chevrolet, Palm Chevrolet of Ocala, Crime Stoppers of Alachua, and BJ Trophies. Today's honorees from Ocala Fire Rescue, saluting fire equipment operator Jagger McGuire, firefighter Jeffrey Saunders, firefighter Joseph Villela, and battalion chief Josh Phillips. Jagger McGuire is a fire equipment operator and paramedic who's been with Ocala Fire Rescue since 2015, serving on the special operations team, and has deployed several times with Florida Task Force 8's urban search and rescue team. Jeffrey Saunders, firefighter EMT, assigned to Station 1, joining the team in April of 22 and pursuing his paramedic certification. Joseph Villela is a new and dedicated firefighter EMT, joining last August. and Josh Phillips has served with Ocala Fire Rescue since 1999, now as a battalion chief, and he leads the training division. Phillips remains an active member of specialized units, including aircraft rescue and firefighting, and other special operations teams. Why are they being honored? It was October 24th, just after 11 at night. Ocala Fire Rescue responded to a residential structure fire at the 1100 block of Northwest 9th Avenue. Tower 1 was first on the scene at a small single-story residence with heavy smoke and flames pouring from the front of the house. FEO McGuire and firefighter Saunders entered the home to conduct a search and rescue operation. A minute after arrival, they located and evacuated one resident through the front door with assistance from firefighter Valela. A second victim, who was bedbound, was discovered in a rear bedroom adjacent to the fire room. The firefighters worked with then-Captain Phillips on the exterior to safely remove the individual through the bedroom window, completing the operation within 5 minutes. The fire was contained to the room of origin and was under control in approximately 15 minutes. But both residents were transported to the hospital as trauma alerts and received emergency treatments for smoke and flame exposure. Both have made full recoveries. For their rapid action, professionalism, and life-saving ingenuity, Ocala Fire Rescue and 97.3 The Sky are proud to salute fire equipment operator Jagger McGuire, firefighter Jeffrey Saunders, firefighter Joseph Valela, and Battalion Chief Josh Phillips as today's Sky Valor honorees. Sky Valor Honors Program presented by Lawful Defense and Shoot GTR and Campus USA Credit Union. Tomorrow morning at 8:35, we'll recognize another Sky Valor honoree. Good morning and welcome. It is 8:39. It's the Bob Rose Show. Greg Cassidy is here. It's a Trash Talking Tuesday, thanks to Florence Recycling. I hope everybody is doing all right. We've got a lot to talk about. Look, the Russian-Ukraine thing, the peace talks went south very quickly. They broke it up after 4 hours. It's not going well, but we got to keep the faith, and hopefully there will be peace soon in that area. In the meantime, we bring it back to one of our illustrious lawmakers. Who are we talking about?
Well, it has to be this one. We're talking about
Crazy Crockett.
Oh, is she crazy?
Yeah. It was on Inside Texas Politics. Representative Jasmine Crockett, known as Crazy Crockett in our world, said she would absolutely pursue an impeachment inquiry into President Donald Trump if Democrats take back the House majority in 2026. Oh, and I believe that she would. I take her at her word.
But doesn't it almost just make you yawn? Like, really? Impeaching Donald Trump, that is so yesteryear.
And listen, even though the Democrat Party appears to be one giant dumpster fire, don't kid yourselves, they will get voters to come out at the midterms.
Oh, yeah, they will.
They'll tell that, Donald Trump, the authoritarian, is going to do, so I don't make it up, cut Social Security, cut Medicare, push grandma off a cliff. He's going to do something really bad, and that's what they'll promote and push. Meanwhile, the Republicans, are like, okay, Trump's in there. We want things to settle down. We want the tariff thing to go well, et cetera, et cetera. Well, guess what? None of that stuff is going to really bear fruit if we don't keep a majority. In fact, we want to increase it. So turnout at the midterm is going to be very, very important. And there's a lot of people that voted for Trump because they voted for him, not for the Republican Party.
Exactly.
And so Trump, to help the cause, if he wants to get stuff done, needs the majority. So he has got to go out there and work for it and promote it and say, hey, every time you see an R on the ballot, that's me. You better support me. He really needs to express it in that kind of way so that, people that are laissez-faire through and maybe haven't even voted in a lot of election cycles, except for Donald Trump arriving on the scene. Well, those are the very people that you're going to need this time, I think, to put you over the top. So what's old Crazy Crockett up to? She said, once we get to the majority, which I'm hoping and praying we get to the next cycle, that allows me to start to open up and do things that would look like an impeachment. Now, whether or not we would put it to a vote, you know, it's been impeached twice, couldn't get convicted. There's a lot of things to consider about whether or not to go forward. You know it's a waste of time, but that's okay, they think, because anything that might possibly slow the president and his agenda down is a good thing in their minds. Any way they can hurt him. Don't tell him this, but shh, don't tell him this.
Yeah.
Trump's not running again.
What?
Shh. Yeah. So all this attack on how bad a guy Trump is and all that, especially the very, you know, being on a personal level of their hatred for him, he's not running again.
But he said he might.
That's exactly why he does it, just to get,
oh man,
yeah, they're just to get them excited. So yeah, don't tell them that though. Let them put all their energy into attacking Trump, and that's fine because he's not running.
Right.
But the midterms, it is going to be important, and anything that falls short of promises made by Trump, they're going to, you know, they'll be in hyper mode all over the, you know, the media and running
ads. They'll tell you how those tariffs hurt you. They'll tell you you were hurt, whether you were or not. It's what they do.
Oh, yeah. Oh, no. And everybody's got their, yeah, their thing. They want to use the tariff thing so badly to hurt Trump. But so far, there's no evidence of it hurting. So they're like, wow.
That doesn't matter.
Every time we make something up, you know, we usually get caught. But you know what? Let's make it up anyway. So they will. Crockett, Crazy Crockett, went on to say, one of the things that we saw that did very effectively last cycle is that we decided that we're going to put Joe Biden into the trial of public opinion. They went after his son, Hunter Biden. They were saying that because Hunter was having issues, Joe must have issues. No.
Wow.
No. Hunter and Joe clearly were connected from a business standpoint.
Mm-hmm.
So I think many Republicans, including myself, were highly insulted when Joe Biden, you know, early on in his term, as a matter of fact, it might be while he was still running, said he doesn't have any conversations with his son about his business. Now, we know that is a blatant lie.
Well, Bob, just because he went golfing with his son and his business partners and they took pictures.
And had about 12 meetings either in person or via the phone.
Yeah, that gets in the way of his story.
Yeah, and money passing through different shell companies that some of it ended up stopping at Joe's doorstep.
Details.
Yeah. Wow. So, Crazy Crockett, let her continue to be a queen of the lefty frontier. Good luck to her. Keep on going, girl. Keep doing what you're doing, girl.
Yep.
It's 8:45 on the Bob Rose Show. Greg Cassidy is here, and you're listening to 97.3 The Sky. Good morning and welcome. It's the Bob Rose Show. Greg Cassidy is here. It's 8:50, 10 minutes till 9 o'clock on a Trash Talking Tuesday, thanks to Florence Recycling. Coming up at 9:05, we're going to check in with State Representative Chad Johnson, District 22, find out what's going on in Tallahassee, what's happening there. And we'll get the latest from him, reporting live from Tallahassee. Uh-oh, is it a math problem? The congressional campaign of Representative Maxine Waters, the fine Democrat from California, was fined $68,000 for violating campaign finance rules.
What?
Well, listen, she's new to this.
Nice try.
No, that's not going to work this time?
No.
Okay. In documents released on Friday, she could have used an abacus that goes back thousands of years. Documents were released Friday. The FEC, Federal Election Commission, revealed that Waters' 2020 campaign committee, Citizens for Waters, had violated several campaign finance laws, reportedly failed to accurately report receipts and disbursements Disbursements. Disbursements.
Handouts.
In the calendar year of 2020. In response, the Democrat lawmakers' campaign agreed to pay the fine as well as send its treasurer to a commission-sponsored training program for political committees. See, it's just a misunderstanding of some of the dot the I's, cross the T's kind of a thing.
Write the check.
It's very complex kind of accounting. Mm-hmm. It's a special skill set that yes, these dollars have to be accounted for, that you take in. Every time you write a check, that money has to be accounted for. I know that's...
Is that something new?
No, it's not. No, the concept itself is, well, ages old.
Yeah, but this is a D.C. politician.
And
you want financial accountability. Wow. Look at you.
Yep. Open Secrets reported the FEC found that Waters' campaign had accepted $19,000 worth of excessive contribution and made $7,000 worth of prohibited cash disbursements from a petty cash fund. In other words, sounds like they had a couple of good time happy hours going on.
Somebody had a good time.
Leilani Beaver, Waters' campaign attorney, previously claimed that the errors made by the campaign committee were due to, quote, limited staff availability and resources. Wait a second.
Okay.
You can afford a campaign attorney,
yeah,
but you can't afford a campaign bookkeeper.
I think something's wrong there.
It's possible. But look, maybe she's not used to, you know, delegating and, you know, because like I said, she's kind of, well, she's not new.
She's been around a while. She got her new wig, but she's been around a while.
The FEC report revealed that Waters' campaign had sent her daughter $8,000, and it came after her daughter's company had received more than $1 million from her mother's campaign since 2003.
A million?
That is correct.
Wow.
$1 million.
That is some clean money because it's been laundered.
I mean...
And nobody spoke up before it hit
a
million?
She's a congresswoman, so she makes about, I don't know, 100, let's say 185K.
Yeah.
I mean, that's... her daughter's making about half of what she made during that time.
Wow. That's pretty incredible.
Yeah. Yeah, I'm not sure how that works, but I guess if you're, well, let's say you have to have campaign signs and your daughter owns a sign company.
What a coincidence.
No, it's convenient.
It is convenient. Oh, yeah, that's just craziness.
I have mentioned the Democrat Party being a dumpster fire. Well, that's what the polls basically show. CNN polls said, Do you think the Democrat Party's a dumpster fire?
Yes.
68% said, heck yeah.
The answer is always yes.
Some said, don't be so nasty toward dumpsters or fires. The poll published Sunday spells significant problems for the Democrat Party on a number of fronts, beginning with middle-class voters. Among the registered voters sampled in the poll, 35% think Republicans are the party of the middle class. 35% believe the Democrats are. Another 29% said neither party represents the interests of middle-class Americans.
Okay.
Although Democrats and Republicans are tied on that front, Democrats have ceded major ground since 2016. According to CNN, Democrats have lost a net 17-point advantage they had on Republicans with the middle class compared to an NBC-CNBC poll from 2016. Burn, baby, burn. Keep on going. The Democrat disco inferno.
Yeah. Gotta love it.
We're going to talk to Representative Chad Johnson. We're going to talk to him. He's in Tallahassee. We're here. We're going to share that information with you coming up in just a few minutes on 97.3 The Sky.
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9-to-5 for a 5-to-9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
I'm CBS News Chief Washington Correspondent Major Garrett, and you're invited to The Takeout. No reservations required. Every weeknight, our podcast serves up a balanced menu of politics, policy, and pop culture. The day's happenings with curiosity, informality, and humor. Serious discussion, but we don't take ourselves too seriously. Follow and listen to The Takeout with me, Major Garrett, on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.